earth, and sky.
People work very hard and pay their taxes, and I hope we're doing a good job of showing them that their money's buying something really exciting.
You're listening to astronomer Paul Helfenstein, who's on the imaging team for NASA's Cassini spacecraft. Helfenstein's excited about certain geological movements on the planet Saturn's icy moon Enceladus.
Actually, one of the things we've just recently discovered is that the surface of Enceladus seems to be undergoing a process that's called spreading, in which new material is being created at the surface, and we can see actual tectonic motions of portions of the surface across the South Pole.
On Earth, spreading happens when magma bubbles up into rifts on the ocean floor and hardens into rock. But on the moon Enceladus, scientists think water beneath the moon's surface rises up to form more ice.
Certainly the fact that we're seeing a conveyor belt type of spreading of terrains is a much stronger indication now that water may be present, at least deep under the surface.
Helfenstein suggested that convective heat deep inside Enceladus could be enough to melt and form a subterranean ocean.
That's very exciting to scientists and non-scientists alike because it suggests the possibility that there's a habitability zone, an area where life could have evolved.
I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.